Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. I think our topic today is, I think this might be a first for us. I don't think we've ever talked about the impact, economically anyway, of local telephone companies.
I don't think we have. We've talked a lot about broadband, but a lot of that broadband in rural Minnesota is supplied by our local independent telephone companies. And so the center has just released a study that was done for us by the University of Minnesota Extension, where they looked at the economic contribution of our local independent telephone companies. And we have a lot of them in the state. And they did a survey, and about a third of them responded, giving them some good data, and we got some really interesting numbers.
So do you want to share any of those? Any particular numbers want to jump off the page at you?
Well, the total economic contribution came to $1.3 billion in 2011.
Yikes.
Yeah, and employing or contributing to the employment of over 10,000 people. And so there's, when you do an economic impact study or an economic impact analysis like this, you look at three things. You look at direct effects, indirect effects, and induced effects. The direct effects are what a industry spends in an economy just on wages directly, that they're spending their wages and the cost of their operations. And so in 2011, that came to about $870 million, and this was in all of greater Minnesota, and that was on their operations, salaries, and capital improvements that they did. The indirect effects are the spending that is generated by their spending. Mm-hmm. So when they go out and buy things, that it allows those companies to then pay their people, and they can go out and spend money, and that's that indirect and induced effect. It's like a spin-off. Through these indirect and induced effects, these spin-off effects, they managed to spend about another $440 million in the economy, and $150 million of that was just on labor. So you can see that there's quite a ripple effect from these companies.
Indeed. And are most of these local telcos, I presume, in outstate Minnesota then?
Right. Yeah. The vast majority of them are.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting. I kind of like that they stay independent and local.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, and you know, that has helped them to be competitive, and mm-hmm. It is part of the reason why we have managed to get a fairly good head start with broadband in rural Minnesota, getting it out there. You know, they want to compete with each other and get those services out there. Now, there's still ways to go, but they have did get a good head start on it.
And they are investing in infrastructure. I mean, like laying the fiber optic cable and all the rest of that stuff.
They really are all the time.
Needs to be done, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is good, because that helps to expand the broadband and make it possible for people to have that super fast high speed internet and all the rest of that stuff.
Right.
Well, good. Well, thanks for sharing those numbers with us, and appreciate you dropping by. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.